Okay, today's daf is Arachin, daf Yud Aleph, and we are on the last line of Yud Amabes, Amma Rava Bar Shela. So we're discussing various kalim that belonged, that were in the Beis HaMikdash. We discussed sometimes they were damaged and they were redone, and it wasn't as good, and they went back to what it originally was, and then it was better. Again, there's some Divrei Musar about that too. Not everything new is always better. And you always have to like to keep the tradition even amongst Caleb. Okay, Amar Rava, last line. Amar Rava Bar Shela, Amar Masna, Amar Shmuel, Magrefa, Haisaba Mikdash. There was a Magrefa, there was a type of shovel in the Mikdash. So what's the Magrefa? So Rashi says, Sheba Garfinis Deshan Amizbeach, that they used it to take out the desh, to take out the ashes. For who came kaf? It was like a kaf, and that's the Magrefa they used every morning. There was Trumas Adeshan, every so often there was Hotsas Adeshan, Machokas Rishonim, when that was done. Trumas Adeshan is definitely a mitzvah. Every single day, Trumas Adeshan, taking it down from the Mizbeach, putting it down on the east side of the ramp. The Gemara tells us that it was magically absorbed into the ground in that spot, the Bliya, but that's the Trumas Adeshan. Rabbi Hirsch, if you remember, Hirsch mentions the Trumas Adeshan is the amazing avoda that is the first thing done every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. It's really done at the end of the night or the previous day. And it represents the transition of avodos from yesterday to today. Today, avoda is not just independent with nothing to do with the past. It's built on the past, but it is a new day. So Trumas Adeshan is the transition of avodos from yesterday to today. But Rashi says, Magrefa in here in the Gemara is referring to that is used to take out the desh. Tosfos doesn't like that because the context of the Gemara, as we're about to see, is all about the musical instruments, as we have been talking about. So there isn't a musical instrument named the Magrefa. Tosfos says, Deha Haisa Kli Zemer, some type of musical instrument. So it must be, Tosfos says, Shnei Mine Magrefa Sayu. There were two, Echas Ladesh of Achas Shalshir. There were two, but the one here, Tosfos says, is the one talking about the clay shear. Okay, either way, we'll continue. So Shmuel says there was a Magrefa in the Mikdash, and Asar Nekavim Hayuba, there were 10 holes in it. 10 holes. Asar Nekavim Hayuba, Kolachar V'achar Motzi Asar Mine Zemer. 10 holes, and each one had a pipe in it that had 10 holes also. And each hole, when you blew into it, made a different type of sound. Rashi. B'chol nekev haya kana echad. Every hole had a kana, had a little reed in it. B'chol kana v'kana haya bayu nekavim. U'b'chol nekev shal kana hotzi min zemer. And it was a different type of hole. Nimtzeis kula motziya meya mine zemer. 100 types. Back to the Gemara. Nimtzeis kula motziya meya mine zemer. B'mastisa tana. In the Braisa we learned, hi ama, v'gavoa ama, v'kata yotzi heimena, v'asara nekavim hayu ba. Again, the width was an ama, and the length was an ama, and the handle that went out with it, and there were 10 holes in it, as we described, kol echad motzi mea mine zemer, nifza kula motziya elef mine zemer. Right? Maybe it was 10 with a 10 more, and 100, 1,000 different sounds. Amar b'achma yislav v'simanech mastisa guzma. And the simen of this braisa is guzma, so either that means literally guzma, that it wasn't 1,000 sounds, and the braisa is just being megazim, exaggerating, or maybe this means that that's how you remember, the braisa is much more, and that's why he just calls it a guzma. But all these numbers of 10 and 100, I saw in the Ben Yehoyada, discussed this on a more Kabbalistic level. Here in our context of the Gemara, it says, "Mi Yishlomar, to Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, Masisa Guzma, Mashma Divrei Shmuel, Eino Guzma." Mashma, the first one is not a guzma, and only this. So he says, "Venira li b'siyata d'shmaya," as he always says. "De Movan Magrefa Zu Hagashmis Yesh Od Magrefa Ruchanit." As we know, much of what is in this world has a parallel in the upper world. I mean, the Gemara says about Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim Shamata is connected Yerushalayim Shamala. But there's a lot of parallels to what we have in heaven. So there's the Magrefa here, that the musical instrument, the physical musical instrument, is parallel to the spiritual musical instrument. Magrefa Ruchanit. Vizua Gashmit, he mashal Ruchanit. And when it says guzma here, it means mashal. It means this is a siman and a reflection of the spiritual magrefa. Voha inyan hu. Let's explain, he says. Diyadua, or at least explain to a certain degree. Diyadua, shakala karbanah shabakiyu bebeis hamikdash, heim litzarech, biur, nitzotze, kedusha, menadovim, someachai medaber. All the karbanas that are in the Beis HaMikdash, as is read in many Kabbalistic Sfarim from the Arizal that he quotes, it's to be mevarer nitzotzei kedusha, to take out the sparks of holiness from the domain someach chai medaber, right? The domain dirt someach, the growers, that's the karmel mincha chai, the animals medaber, that's us, right? It's all, everything we do in the Beis HaMikdash is in order to be mevara that nitzos as a kedusha. Everything that we do in life, everything that we eat something is to mevara that nitzos as a kedusha. So the Ravad Yosef has an amazing tshuva. I think it's one of the first the second tshuva in Yechav Adas, where he discusses doing birchas ha'ilanos on Shabbos. If one is allowed to do birchas ha'ilanos on Shabbos, and he discusses, should it be a problem? What are you, you're going to be, what's the issue? Are you going to be gozer, shema? You might carry out a sitter to make the bracha. But on the footnote there, he talks about, what about borer? By saying a birchas ha'mitzvah, you're being mevara, that nitzos as a kedusha. But he says, what do you mean? Every time you eat, you're being mevara, that nitzos as a kedusha. Obviously, there's no issue of borer when it comes to ruchnius. Right? It's not dumi demishkan, and therefore, nothing to worry about because we're being mevara the whole day, that nitzos as a kedusha. Not dafka by the Berkha of the Mitzvah. But anyway, back to the Ben Yoyada. So he says, we're being mevarer in the Beis HaMikdash, all the Nitzotzos HaKedusha, Ach Vadai, Eina Biru Nasei De Karban Atzmo, Shu Behema. But it's not the animal that's doing it. Ela Nasa Al Yidei Or Kedusha Elyon HaShokhin V'chone BeBeis HaMikdash. It's somehow using the place of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha that's there, that helps elevate whatever we're doing there. Right, whatever we do in the Beis HaMikdash, the most holy place, is elevated. V'ushore u'merachef al ha-karban. And it rests and floats above the karban. V'aydekach nasa abirush anitzos ha-kedusha. V'alachay, im hikriv adam karban kil chasan, chutz la-mikdash avad isura. So if you do the same exact act, the isra of chutz la-mikdash, the isra of shkute chutz, that's terrible. Why? Because you weren't mevarer. Ki chutz la-mikdash, Ula Mishkan ein ar kedusha shore umarachef ala karban. The kivachu mushlal min haor says you don't have the kedusha there ein bekarban chashivas klal. It doesn't achieve its potential. Kibitzad atzmo hu behema bezuya. Itself, you're just killing an animal. V'rak misal aydei ar hamarachev alav. The only way that it gets uplifted is through the ar that is on it. V'hu mislabesh bo hu bilti haor hu kemo behema mesa shema neshama. And therefore it's the ar ha'elyon that does everything. And now he adds the last line, V'lazeh ha'or ha'shokhein b'beis ha'migdash, sha'al yado u'bikocho nasa birur kara b'shem magrefa. This koach that is mevara, the kedusha, and scrapes out, so to speak, the kedusha from the physical, that's called the magrefa. Shebo nigrafim nitzosi ha'kedusha va'olam. So that's the magrefa here, and that's what is the word guzma means. That this magrefa takes the nitzotzos, so to speak, and uplifts them in a Kabbalistic sense. Okay, that's the Ben Yoyada right here on the Gemara, on the Lashon of guzma. Viter. Avde Kohanim Hayu. So we get into the Avde Kohanim, back to the Machlokas that we had on Dav Yud Amar Aleph. So we discussed that the Chalil was blown 12 times a year, the days that we say full Hallel, and the Chalil was made, it was also called an abuv, and it was done, made out of kana, it was not made out of nechoshes, out of kana, because the kol was arev, and who blew it? Three shittas in the Mishnah. Reb Meir says the avdei kohanim, Reb Yossi says, miyuchas families of Yisraelim, and Reb Chinim ben Tikva says only Levium. So, what is the root of this machlokas, whether it's Levium, Yisraelim, or even Avadim? That's the machlokas discussion here. Says the Gemara, Lema Baka Miflagi. So let's suggest that this is the machlokas. As follows. Demanda Amar Avadim. The one that says even Avadim could blow the Chalil. Hayu Ksavar Iker Shira Bepeh. Vikleilu Vesubei Kaluhu Davida. That opinion must hold that the Iker Shira of the Levium is Bepeh. And the kli, the instruments, are just to background, Luvasume Kala, to help out the voice, and therefore, that's why even Avadim can do it. If you look in the Rambam, in Klei HaMikdash, here in Gimel Gimel, discusses what he holds. Before we get to this halacha in Gimel Gimel, the Rambam talks about it in the beginning of Parak Gimel. The Rambam says, Zera Levi, this is in Klei HaMikdash, Zera Levi Kulo Muvdal Avodas HaMikdash, Shneamar Bo'esahi Hivdil Hashem Esheve Levi. We think all the Kohanim were Muvdal. Sheva Levi was also Muvdal. U'mitzvahs Asei Lios L'Halevim Pinuyin U'muchanim La'Avodas HaMikdash. Interesting formulation. It doesn't say mitzvah for the Levium. It doesn't say for the Levim to be. So is that also on the Yisraelim? Make sure the Levim are panui. Pnuyim u'muchanim la'avodas ha'migdash. Bein ratzu, bein shelo ratzu. Shenemar va'avad ha'levi hu es avodas ol moed. U'ben levi shekiba alav kol mitzvahs levia chutz midavar echad. We had that a couple months ago, a couple weeks ago. And Makabal also has Yikabal as Kulan. He has to be Makabal all the mitzvahs of Levian. Avodah Shalahed. So what do they do? What is this Avodah that they're separated for? Avodah Shalahed, as we'll talk about by the Shema today's daf, she is Shomer Nes HaMikdash. They have to guard the Mikdash. Vishiyu Mehen Sho'arin. And they also do the gates. Liftoach Shari Mikdash Lahagif Lasosaf. Vishiyu Mehen Mishorin Lasharer Ala Karban L'Chalyom. And there were some of the Mishorim that sung with the Karban every day during the Nisuch. Shenemar V'sheris V'shem Hashem Alakav K'cholachav Halavim. Ezu Sheresh U'V'shem Hashem. Havayom is a Shira. We'll see there are going to be 9 sources. That's one of them that the Rambam quotes. U'matai Omer Shira Al Kol Olat Hatzibur Achova V'al Shalmei Atzeres Be'ez Nisuch Hayayin. Okay, the details of when the shira is done. But then the Rambam says in Halacha Gimel, Levi ha'onein mutter la'avodah l'shorer. A Levi onein can do the avodos of a Levi. Ve'in pochsen mishnei masor levim omdim al aduchan b'chol yom l'mer shira l'karban, you have at least 12 u'mosifin ad la'olam. Ve'in omrim shira ela b'peh below kli. She'ikar ashira she'avodasa b'peh. That's the Rambam Shita. Ikar shira b'peh. You don't say shira without the peh, right? The kli doesn't substitute. The acherim ha'yomdim sham anagnam b'klei shir. The Levim were the ones that were singing. There were acherim that played the instruments. Interesting lashon. Mehen Levim u'mehem Yisraelim miyuchasim ha'mesiyim l'kahuna. Right, the middle Shita. She'inol al aduchen ela miyuchas ve'nilo ha'mishorim al pi kelim olin l'minyin ha'shnei masar. Right, the ones that do the kelim do not count to the 12 that were singing, but the Rambam Paskins like the Shita, ikar shir b'kli, but he expands it and says it could even be the Yisraelim that are miyuchas. So again, back to the Gemara. The avdik. So what's the machlokas about? So the one that says avadim, that says ikashir is bepeh, and the kli is just levesubekala, and therefore anyone can do it, even avadim. The Sfasemis wonders in Sukkah Daf Nun Aleph where this comes up. How'd they get in there, the avadim? Where are they allowed to be? Right? Are they allowed to be in the Azara? Were they in the first 11 amos? The east side of the Azara, maybe, but sometimes you have a case where something is allowed, you gotta figure out exactly how to do it, right? Like the Mechas Chedos Kasha on the Rambam, that a Zohar is allowed to light the menorah. Or set up the right, to light the menorah, but how could he have us light the menorah, right? Iker, the menorah is in the Heichal, and Yisrael is never going to the Heichal, you have a very long match. You know, how exactly possible? The difference between Hatava Saner and Alaka Saner, but that is the, discussion of the Sfasemes, there exactly how, where he was. Good. The Ritva also discusses that in Sukkah as well. But the Gemara says, so the Vadim that says, Avadim, Ikashir is Bepeh, the Kli is just background in there for even Avadim can do it. Umanda Amar Levim Hayu, according to the one that says, no, the highest level has to be Levim, Ksavar Ikashira Bekli. Ikashira is Bekli, maybe this means also Bekli, maybe this means uniquely, the Kli plays a central role. So, Uvetizvara, and the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, Micah Savar. So, what about Rabbi Yossi Shita? Rabbi Yossi is the middle Shita that allowed even the Yisraelim, that's what the Rambam Paskin. So, Ika Savar, Ika Shira, Bepeb. Avadim Sagya, if Ikashir is a peh and the Kali does only his background, so the Avadim should be able to do it. Iksavar Ikashir bil Kli, Levium be'inam, and the opposite should be Levium. So how do you get this middle approach of Yisraelim? So La'olam Kasavar Ikashir be'peh. So the Gemara says really another suggestion. Right, different way how we understand the machlokas. The peo b'kli that doesn't explain the middle shita. So you have to have the machlokas about something else. So the haqa, what is the machlokas about? The question is, when we see people on the duchen, on the platform involved in these festivities, will people automatically think and say, oh, that must be, if doing that, it must be best in research, and it must be from a miyuchas family, or even more, it must be that they are levim, and they will be given ma'aser rishon. So, mandamar avadim hayu, according to the one who says avadim kesavar, ein malin miduchin lo liyuchsim lo lamaisr, is the one who says avadim, souls that they won't think anything, because they realize that maybe even avadim are doing the instruments. So, they won't be mala anything. Mandamar levim hayu, the one who says levim kesavar, malin miduchin, bein liyuchsim, bein lamaisr. must hold that we will be ma'al. If they see people up there, they'll be ma'al of them for yuchsin. They'll think they're perfect, wonderful miyuchas families, and lemaisris, and they'll be machzikim as a levi. But according to the middle opinion, which is what the Rambam paskins, that they hold ma'al miduchan liyuchsin, v'lo lemaisris. And therefore we won't think they're a levi, we won't give them maiser rishon. Remember, maiser, in Yisrael eating maiser rishon, per se is not the problem. The problem is the Trumas Meiser in the Meiser Rishon. Trumas Meiser has the status of Truma and it's Visa B'dei Shemayim. Meiser Rishon technically is not a problem for a Yisrael to eat. It's just Gezel HaShevet. If it's given to him, so maybe it's not Gezel HaShevet. But either way, that's the middle opinion. Right? That's if you remember that Ezra HaSofer was Kones, the Leviim, because they didn't come up to buy a Sheni. So he gave Meiser, said Meiser Rishon could go to the Yisrael. If you look at Rashi and Tosfos, they both quote the Medrash. The Medrash in on the pasuk of Al Naharos Bavel, right? The Rashi and Tosfos in Kiddushin and Daf Samach Tesem Beis discusses that Ezra was looking for those who were ra'ui la avoda, right? The pasuk says that Ezra they all came back to not all, some of them came back, and it says the pasuk of Akapsi Mahanda Hava Alachva Menachlasham Yamim Shlosha Vavina Ba'am. He looked around Ubikoanim Ubimne Levi Lomasasi Sham. I didn't find anybody Levi there. Ne Levi Lomasasi Sham. So Rashi and Tosfos both quote Rashi Vavina Ba'am Mihaya Umi Lohaya. Ezra looked. Shmamina lo yada Ezra mi ala imo mi lo ala imo. Ezra started researching. He didn't realize. Again, there were only a few thousand people that came up back to Eretz Yisrael, and he didn't know exactly who it was. V'savr shayusham levim k'sherim. He thought there was some levim k'sherim that could be part of the avoda. V'lo matza ru'uyim la avoda ela me'osan shekatetsu bahonos yedehem b'shinehem. The only levim that he found were those who could not properly do the avoda, the ones who mutilated themselves on the way out. They bit off their thumbs, the Medrash says. The Amru, that's on the Pasuk in Al Naharos Bavel. Echna Shira Shir Hashem Al Adam Asnechar. Vivizra Al Naharos Bavel. Sha'amar Lem Nebuchadnezzar. Shiru Lem Mishir Tzion. Nebuchadnezzar said to them, sing! Banks of the Babylon. Al Naharos Bavel. So Nebuchadnezzar says, no, sing! Amdu v'katzitzu bahonos yidei mishinei. And they went and they mutilated them with their fingers, v'amrulo, and they said, Eich nashir ashir Hashem al adam asdecho. How? We can't. Lo nashir lo nemar ela eich nashir. How can we? Not we won't, but we can't. Ein lanu bame la mashmesh benime hakinoros me osan sha'olu. Right? So we can't. We don't have any thumbs to play the harps. Umenaksherim lo matza lafisha yoshim bebavel b'shalva. And the ones that were Ksherim, besides these ones, they were sitting in Bavel. They did not come up. They were sitting B'shalva in Bavel. Via Olim Yerushalayim Hayu Ba'oni U'betorach HaMalacha U'be'emas Kol Sevivoseha V'hanach Levim Dektani Masisa Mehanach Delochazu La'avoda Hayu. They weren't Roy La'avoda. This is on the first Mishnah in the last parak of Kiddushin, in parak Asara Yuchsin, when it said Leviye went up. Which Leviim went up? It was these Leviim, but they weren't able to do the avoda. Tosfos also quotes this medrash in short. But again, that's they weren't roy to do the instruments because they went up. If you look in the Rishima Shiurim Rav Salvechik in Sukkah on page Reish Ayin Beis, he discusses the sugi here of Ikashira Bepeh, Ikashira Bekli, and he quotes Rashi from there in Masechta Sukkah, that Rashi says on the where it says Ikashira Bepeh, as we just described here in the first suggestion in our Gemara, Rashi says, Halavim Omrim Hashir Dvar Yom Biyomo, Kigon Lashem Aretz Umloa Barishon, Kadol Hashem Ulom Od Besheni. So he asked Rav Salvechik, what's Rashi adding? Right, we know, Ikishir Bepeh, this is what they sang. They sang the Shir Shoyom. Venira, says the Rishima Shirim. Ki Rashi Mevar Rashitas Manda Amar Ikishir Bepeh, Rashi's explaining. Tashira Bekli Mufreshes Bepsukim. Right, the psukim talk about shira with the kli. They talk about the musical instrument. So where do you get the idea of ikashira bepeh? Al zef yirishvashi titaima hu mishum shesharim b'chol yom. Tvar yom biyomo ashir shalosu ayom. Every day you sing the shira of that day. V'nei midid shira b'kli ein hevdel bein shiras yom echad l'sheni. There's no difference between shira b'kli. You play the same music every day. The same sounds. Hahevdo ben shira l'shira is only from day one to day two. Misgala dafka b'shira b'peh. Right? Only b'shira b'peh is where you see the difference from day to day. Mishum shasharim b'peh b'mizmorim shonim b'chol yom v'yom. V'hol v'tochen shal hashira b'peh kovim ezvan amirasam ikashir b'peh v'lo b'kli. What Rashi is emphasizing there is to show you how do you know that ikashir is b'peh, because that's the only one that's different from day to day, and we know you're supposed to have different shiras from day to day. And he quotes from his grandfather Reb Chaim that the Leviim used to say at the beginning of their shira, like we say at the beginning of our yom, Hayom yom rishon b'shabbos l'david mizvar, b'chol yom hayom, like we do, maybe a kiyum of that Ramban in Parshas Yisro about Zachar v'Shomer. Zachar v'Shomer Shabbos starts at the beginning of every of the week, not just on Shabbos. But either way, that's Ikar Shir B'Peh. Rashi emphasizes there in Sukkah the Shir Shalom that is said every single day, as is described at the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah as well. But that's Ikar Shir B'Peh. Let's continue. Tanur Rabbanan says the Gemara now. Once we're on this topic of the Leviim, again, the Mishnah had said the three different days of the Leviim, who sung what, and who played the instruments, and again, how do we get into this whole thing? Because we're in Perek Ein, right? And nothing less than this, and nothing more than this. We got into how many Leviim played how many people played the Chalil, no less, no more. How many people, you know, all of these, that's how we got into this discussion, and this continues for a couple of daf, until we get to the next Mishnah later on daf Yud Gimel, the last daf of the Perek. So let's continue. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan, Hashir Ma'akev is a carbon. The Shir is Ma'akev the carbon, which sounds like if you don't sing, the carbon is not kosher. Hashir Ma'akev is a carbon. Div Rabbi Meir. Vacham Omer Meina Ma'akev. Vacham say it's not Ma'akev. My Taima. Let's read it and then we'll talk about it. My Taima, Rabbi Meir. Why does Rabbi Meir say that Shir is Ma'akev the carbon to Amakra? Because the pasuk says, Vo etnois halavim nisunim laharon ulvanav. I will give the Leviim their avoda, and the pasuk continues, ulechaper es al b'nei Yisrael. And it continues to be mechaper on ulechaper al b'nei Yisrael. So we have in the same pasuk, the Leviim's avoda and the kapara of the Kohanim. So ma, kapara, makeva, just like kapara, which is the zrikas adam, just like that's ma'akev, afshir ma'keves. So we compare what the Leviim do and what the Kohanim do. Verabbanan, hahuli idach Rabbi Lazar. No, that comparison is for a different Rabbi Lazar shita. The Amar Rabbi Lazar, my kapara b'yom, afshir b'yom. To tell me that just like the kapara, the zrika has to be done by yom, so that even shira has to be done by yom. So to the shira, what do you mean? The shira is always done with the avoda. No, Tosa says in Rosh Hashanah, daflamid, if you happen to do the nesachim, not exactly with the karban, and you happen to be doing them at night, then there wouldn't be shira. The shira is only by yom. But if the zrika is only by yom, so to the shira. Rav Soloveitchik also, in a different context, says that even if one holds, again, not everyone agrees to this, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be later, but the idea that one is that zrika sadam has to be by yom, it has to be before shkia. The Gemara says, dam nifsal b'shkia sachama. So which shkia is that? So Rav Soloveitchik felt that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, who holds later zmanim than the Gaonim and the Gra, Rabbeinu Tam holds, let's say, the two shkias, as it's described in Masechta Shabbos, are the two tzeitzes or two shkias. Rabbeinu Tam holds there's two shkia, there's shkia, and then there's the later shkia, and that's why many have later zmanim. But he felt that mincha has to be done before the first shkia, because that's when the carbon would be nifsal. And minchas kenega the zrikas adam, dam nifsal b'shkiyas hachama, and therefore it has to be dafka bayom. As the Gemara here says, ma kapara bayom, avshir bayom. Again, that's the minhag of others is not that, but that's what he felt in terms of mincha. Tosfos here discusses, how do we understand the shita of Rabbi Meir? Meir says that shir, if you don't sing, it's ma'akiv the carbon. The shir is during nisach hayayin, and you don't even have to do nisach hayayin. So how could the shir be ma'akiv the carbon? Ask Tosfos. Kasha, Dibur Maskal Hashir. So Hashir b'shas nisuf, nisuf ein ma'akiv es ha'carbon. The whole nisuf, if you don't do nisuf, the carbon is kosher. So the shir that you do during the nisuf is going to be ma'akiv. To adam maybe zivcho hayom, unisach mikana rabra yamim. We know the nisuf can be done days later. So I don't understand. The carbon is kosher without it. V'nira lafarish are two answers. Tosfos has one answer. Nira lafarish. Shemain shira e nisach. No, shir is ma'akev the nisach. Not shir is ma'akev the carbon. It's shir is ma'akev the nisach. And if you don't do the shir, then the nisach is tainted and not the carbon itself. If you look in the Shita B'Kubetzos here, he asks the same question, but he says no. If you do the nisach with the carbon, so then the shir during that nisach is going to be ma'akev. We need a big nafkamina. If you do the nisach with the carbon and you don't do the shear, does it affect the carbon or not? Tosfos says no. And the Shibuk Betzah says yes. The Yesh Lomar, Dada Kamar, the shear ma'akiv, hainu, kishe, hevi, and asachim, ima carbon. Ava kishaloe, viim, ima carbon, loshach, ika bashir. Harash. He quotes the Tosfos Harash, here of the Shita. Which, interesting, machlokas, 2 days in the Rishonim, when I do the nisach with the carbon, does that integrate somehow with the avoda? I could do it later. Is there a difference in quality between the nisach that's done with the carbon and without the carbon? I'm allowed to do it later. But does that make a difference? So there's a machlokas, Tosfos and the Rambam, Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed and the Rambam about that. But again, this is the one machlokas of Lamdis, whether the nisach integrates. And once it integrates, then obviously it can be ma'akev and hold back some element of the carbon. Sometimes even if you don't have something, but if you do have it, it has to be proper. And that's what the Shimon Kubetzes says here. Good. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, first wide line, Minayin Liker Shira Min HaTorah. How do I know that the Iker Shira is Min HaTorah? And we are going to have 9 sources going over to Amud Beis. How do you know Iker Shira is Min HaTorah? How do you know singing? Where's Shira singing? Shneamar, the Rambam quotes the first one. V'sheireis b'shem Hashem Alokav. Serve in the name of Hashem. Ezo Shira Shebashem. Where do you have Shirus? In the name of Hashem. Avi Omar, Zeshira. That song, that's what you mentioned, Shem Hashem, in the verbal element of this avoda, right? You don't mention Hashem's name in many other mitzvos, right? What other mitzvos do you mention? Again, a bracha is drabanan. Shem Hashem and a bracha is extra. What other mitzvos? When do we mention Shem Hashem in the mitzvah itself? So the Gemara says, what else could this be referred to? Ve'em and Nesias Kapayim. Maybe it's referred to Nesias Kapayim, right? The mitzvah of what we call Birchas Kohanim. The Kohanim there has Hashem Hashem in the mitzvah, the content of the mitzvah of the brachas. Midichsiv l'sharso ulavarech b'shmo. Because the pasuk continues, the pasuk earlier, to serve and to give a bracha. So mechla de brachas kohanim lav sheirusu. So it's clear that brachas kohanim is a separate element. It's not part of that. Nesias Kapayim is a separate mitzvah. We discussed in the past, Nesias Kapayim is a mitzvah by the Kohanim. There's also an element Achronim bring in. Maybe there's a mitzvah for the Yisraelim to be blessed. It's known as the Sefer Charedim, but it might be earlier. But that's Berachas Kohanim. Again, a lot to talk about, but we'll continue. Rav Masna Amar Meyacha. Rav Rafsa says, where do you say Ikashira is Bepeh? From the Pasuk in the Tochacha. Tachat Hashem Lo'avata Hashem Elokecha B'simcha V'tuv Leivav. Since you didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with happiness, with simcha, and good heart, Tov Leivav, Ezu Hi Avoda She'v'simcha U'v'tuv Leivav. What Avoda requires simcha and tuv Leivav? Havi Omer is a Shira. Right? Shira requires simcha and tuv Leivav. That is the suggestion number 2. Interesting, the Gemara didn't reject this earlier, right? Nesias Kapayim is mentioned. Do you need Simcha for Nesias Kapayim? So that is the discussion of the Ramah and others. The Ramah and others, remember the Ramah, the mystery. It's really a mystery on a Halachat Chila level. There are many suggestions given, but really all of them are kind of B'di'evit explaining the facts, but not l'chadchila, this should be done. But again, that's the issue of Berchas Kohanim and Chutz La'aretz. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Mem Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch does not mention a word about not doing it in Chutz La'aretz. That's why various Svarta communities, they do Berchas Kohanim even in Chutz La'aretz. But the Ramah quotes, Nohagu. Again, it's a Nohagu, because nowhere in the Torah or in the Rishonim is there any hint to the fact that Birchas Kohanim should be limited to Eretz Yisrael? It's not a mitzvah tzuli baretz, and even the mitzvahs that are limited to Eretz Yisrael that are not mitzvah tzuli baretz, this is not on the list. Par helam davar shel tzibur, and bracha on 600,000 Jews, and smicha, and egla arufa. There are different mitzvahs that are limited to Kiddush HaChodesh, to Eretz Yisrael, but that's mentioned by the Rishonim. And even by the Gemara maybe, but here it's not mentioned, but that's the minhag. Nagu b'chobah didos elu. She'ein nosim kapayim ela b'yantif. Rather, Ramah quotes, and the Chutz La'aretz is only done on yantif. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes, bein shachal b'cholo b'shabbos. Right, that's a minhag tos. Right, that the, that sometimes, if yantif holds on Shabbos, some shuls don't duchen. The Mishnah Berurah points that out, as well as others. V'yish b'chobah she'enogin, she'ein nosim kapayim afilo b'yantif, she'kishachal b'shabbos. It's bad enough that we only do it on Yantif. Now you're going to get rid of it on Yantif on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Aval Ein Minog Ze Iker Klal. Kamosha Kasef Harbe Achronim. The Taz, the Eliyorabah, the Chayi Adam. No. V'nog Onim Silsel Basman, Litzbol Be'er of Yantif, V'shem Nesias Kapayim Shalom Achar. V'chulu. But anyway, back to the Ramah. The Ramah says, why is there only on Yantif? Mishim az shruyim b'simchas Yantif. Because then you're shari on Simchas Yantif, and even on Yom Kippur, the Lavush quotes that you're happy in the Simchas Mechila v'Slicha. But either way, that's the Ramah. V'tov leiv hu yivarech. Ma she'enki m'shar yamim afilu b'shapsos hashana. Even on Shabbos, not good enough. She'trudim b'hirhurim al michyasam. V'al bito malachtam v'afilu b'yantif einosem kabayim ela b'tzilas musuf. She'yotzim az v'beis haknesses v'yismichu b'simchas yantif. In Shachris, you have a simcha yet. You know you still have a long davening in front of you. But on musuf, you know you're going to leave soon. You're going to finish. That's where you really besimcha. So again, it's very mysterious where this comes from. Again, even reading it, it doesn't sound like such a strong. I mean, where does it say you have to be besimcha? V'tov, yes, it says v'tov leiv hu yivarech. But in the Torah, it doesn't say that. V'tov leiv hu yivarech. And where else do we have? You only do a mitzvah if you're besimcha. This one obviously has a little more element, but it's difficult. And in Eretz Yisrael, we're always besimcha more. We're always besimcha. What if somebody's sad in Eretz Yisrael? He still does the mitzvah of Berachas Kohanim. So again, there are many other suggestions. If you look at the Piskei Tshuvos here, in Siman Kof Chav Ches, he has a long footnote with all other suggestions by Achronim. Why it's not done? We don't have Kohanim Yuchasim, which is difficult because, okay, they can still do it. We assume they're muchzak. They used to go to the mikveh, and they can't go to the mikveh every day in the cold. Okay, but that's a chumra da'asa l'dekuva. But again, there's many other reasons that are given. And that is that. He quotes from the Koy Denover, the Mishmer Shalom. He quotes, Omer Ani, Sheyesh Lahader Shekoen Yeshliach Tzibur, Lachazaras Atfila Bakal Ram Shachris. Maybe you should have a Kohen being the Shliach Tzibur. At least there's a little Kiyum. Uveprapa Shabbos Kodesh, Uveprapa Musuf to Shabbos, Uve Rosh Chodesh of the Chol HaMoed. At least that, because then the Kohen says, Baruchidim Abraham Shuleshes. Maybe it's a mixas kiyam, even though he doesn't actually say it as brechas kohanim. But that's the interesting, the koyd never minog of having a kohanim, maybe to have the brechas kohanim. But either way, that's the gemara here that suggests number two. What's the source for ikir shira? How do you know ikir shira in a Torah? Number one, we have the shira b'shem Hashem when the Nesias Kafayim was mentioned, and number two is the simcha. But that is our question here is about what about simcha and brechas kohanim? The gemara now mentions another mitzvah. The Ema Divrei Torah. Maybe this pasuk is referring to Torah, not referring to Shira. As we know, the Torah gladdens a heart. So that's what it's referring to in the pasuk in the Tochacha. Misam Chelev Ikri, Tov Lo Ikri. The Torah says, Besimcha Uvetov Levav. Right? So Torah is, it's Simcha, Misam Chelev, but it's not called the learning of it is not called Tov. Yes, Torah is called Tov. Ki lechach Tov nasati lachem. The Gemara says elsewhere. But the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not called Tov, and therefore it must not be referring to Torah, so it's referring to Shira. This pasuk is also, as we mentioned many times, it's a beautiful sugya that Rav Avraham Ahar mentions in Maseches Nedarim on Daf Mem Ches. Remember the Mishnah Nedarim there says that if somebody is Mudur Hana'a, somebody is Mudur Hana'a from a city, so then you're allowed to use all the Chefs of Shal Mitzvahs of the city, Alulav, Matzav, Achulu, but one cannot use the Svarim of the city. So Rav Avraham Ahar, in Nidar Madap Emches, and the Egle Tal, in the Hakdama, to his Sefer on Hilcha Shabbos, discuss what's the difference? Why Dafka learning Mitzvahs Lava Henos didn't use that? That's where they both say that, no, Talmud Torah is different. Talmud Torah is Nitan Lehenos. Talmud Torah you're not allowed to do when a person's an Avel or on Tisha B'Av, because inherently it's Besimcha. Inherently it's Besamche Lev, and that is why Talmud Torah is different, and that's the Egle Tal, where he discusses that there's a big misconception and a big mistake that people think that the highest level of learning is when you learn just L'Shem Shemayim and you don't enjoy it, then you're doing it L'Shem because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to learn. He says, no, Chas V'Shalom, that is learning, but the highest level of learning is where we enjoy it, and we get a geschmack out of it, and it goes into my blood, and it becomes part of me. That's the highest level of learning. Well, we don't always have that feeling, but we shoot for it, and we try for it, and that's the simcha and mikute shir misharim misam chelev, and therefore the principle of mitzvahs lava henostenu does not apply to Talmud Torah. That is what the Reb Avraham and Hahar says in Adarim, and that's what the Egle Tal says, that it is different, that that's the highest level of learning, and it gets into your blood. And he even discusses there in the Hakdama, that's why he discusses one of the Girsos of the Rambam, that Lolam Yasok Adam Betorah Uve Mitzvah Shalolishma, Shibidok Shalolishma Balishma, or Lolam Yasok Adam Betorah. Another Girsos is just Torah, maybe the Simcha somehow substitutes for the Lishma. Okay, that's what he discusses. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Vema Bikurim. What about Bikurim? Bikurim also has sins. Maybe it's not talking about Shira. Dechsivisam machta b'chala tov. Tov ikri, tov levav, lo ikri. That's called tov, but it's not called tov levav. So it has to be talking about Shira. It has to be talking about Shira. Good. Amar of Masna. Before we get to number three. Minala Bikurim shetun in Shira. How do you know Bikurim require Shira? Asya tov tov mehacha. So you learn it out from comparing it to the Shira of a carbon. Eini, is this really true? What do you mean you say Shira by Bikurim? You only say Shira for wine. But with his wine there, Shinemar, as the Pasuk says in Shoftim, but Tomer Lahem, Hagafen, Echdalti, is Tiroshia, Mesamech, Elokim, Vanashim. Right, it's the vine, it's the Mashal Yotam. Right, if the Geffen says, I'm not going to give my Tirosh anymore, that's going to be Mesameach, man and God. How does wine Mesameach Hashem? Because a person says Shira when there's wine, and they sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see, it's only by wine. So what do you mean it's by Bikurim? So Mishkach Hasla, Kidatani Rav Yossi, because Rav Yossi holds priyatamevi viyatamevi mashkin, you're only supposed to bring fruit of the Shiva Saminim to Bikurim and not liquids. Hevi anavim vidarchaminain, how do I know if I brought wine? Hevi anavim vidarchan, tamalomar tavi, that's also included. So, as Tosfos says here, and towards the bottom, the last line of the Tosfos Binayan, and since some Bikurim can be with wine, so it's good enough to have Shira on all. Right, va'ayin titikro alev Shira tikronami b'chol Bikurim shal Shivas. There's a machlokas. What does this mean? Hevi anavim vidarchan. Where did you bring it? So Rashi says, you brought the grapes into the azara. You brought it the whole way, and then you pressed them. Hevi anavim la'azara lebikurim vidarchan. Tosfos says, no, even more flexible. Right after you amafresh them. After you amafresh, he says, zeu lebikurim. Tosfos on the last couple of skinny lines. V'yesh lafarish hevi anavim vidarchan pirish hifrish anavim vidarchan. Minan shekshen lebikurim. There's still kasha lebikurim. Again, wine has a special status for in these regards. Would you say the same thing about oil, right? Because it's also the Shiva Saminim. That's a question the Gemara does not talk about the wine. This issue of Bikurim is discussed by the Shira by Bikurim is discussed by the Mefarshim, because if you look in the Mishnah in the discussion of whether liquid has the same status, right? There's in Mishnayos, right? The Mishnah in Trumos says in Perek Yud Aleph, Ein Osin Tzmarim Dvash, V'lo Tapuchim Yain, talking about Truma, you shouldn't make dates into honey, and Sitvaniot into Chometz, V'shar Kalaperis, V'shar Osam Yibriyasam, V'chumah Maizosheni, Elazesim, Anavim Bilvan. You're allowed to do it, by Zesim Anavim, right? Because that's not going down. We know there's a special status. The only two of the seven liquids that come from fruit, that's one Mishnah. And if you look at the Mishnah in Challah, the Mishnah in Challah gives off a different impression. The Mishnah in Challah says, Ben Antoninus Hela Bikoros Mi Bavel Velo Kiblu Mi Menu. Yosef HaKohen Hevi Bikura Yayin V'Shemen Velo Kiblu Mehem. Right, he brought Bikura Yayin V'Shemen and they weren't Makabelit. Right, so again, is it a good thing? Can you do that? Can you not do that? I think we mentioned the suffix of the Ramban. Ramban, the Machlok, as we mentioned a couple of days ago, relating what's Chayav and Chubas and Maestros Midaraisas. The Rambam says all fruit. Rashi and Tosfos all over say just Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar. But the Ramban in Dvarim says, what does it mean Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar? Does that mean the opposite? Only wine and olives, or even grapes and only wine and oil, or even grapes and olives? So there, it's the opposite direction. That wine and olives might have a Elui, might be going up in status regarding that halacha. Okay, but that was all part of number two. Suggestion of Rav Masna that is based on the pasuk, the makar for Iker Shira Min HaTorah. How do you know Shira Min HaTorah? You know it from the pasuk in the Tochacha B'Simcha Uvatov Levav. Shira is an expression of Simcha. That's what we sing a lot at the beginning of Shabbos, right? Machlokas, we've shown him whether there's Simcha on Shabbos, there's Oneg on Shabbos, but some of the Zmiros we know talk about Simcha, and if Shira is a reflection of Simcha, we do a lot of Shira on Shabbos, that could also connect to the Simcha. Vayter Chizki Amar Mehacha, third Pshat, Ukenanyo, Sar Halavim, right, question of the Gersos here, Bimasa Yasur, Kime Vinhu, Al Tikre Yasur, Ella Yashir. So change it to Yashir, and the Levium, the head of the Levium there, will sing. Balavtai, Amar Yochanan Nehacha, La'avod, Avodas Avoda, Ezeu Avoda Shetricha Avoda, which Avoda has to be done in the context of another Avoda. It's not a stand-alone Avoda, Havayomar Zeshira. You don't just sing in the middle of nowhere, right? The Rashi, Tzarech Avoda Arbon. So this is a reference, the avoda, these are another avoda, is shira. Rav Yitzchak Amar Mehacha, Su'u Zimra, Usinu Sof, Kinar Na'im Im Navel. Right, as we say in Tehillim, lift up the Zemer, Tnu Sof. So again, I asked before, Min HaTorah, something even though it says Min HaTorah, we quote Psukim in Navi, or Ksuvim. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Mehacha, Yisu Kolam Yaronu, B'Gaon Hashem, Tzahalu Miyam. Number six, the Tana Maisi Lemahacha, another brisa from Devarim, from Bamidbar, Vavrei Kaslo Nasan Ki Avodes Hakodesh Alehem Bakasef Yiso. To the Bnei Kahas, he did not give any other avoda because they did the avodas of carrying the special kalim Bakasef Yiso. Mimashma Shenemar Bakasef Eni Odeyashe Yiso. If it says on the shoulder, obviously they're carried. So what is Yiso? Mata Malama Yiso and Yiso Eloshen Shira. Lifting up can mean song. V'chein omer zusu zira susov v'omer yisu kolam yaronu. So the pasuk of the extra word yiso is a reference to lifting something up, lifting up voices. And even though that's not the pashup shot of the pasuk, that's a reference and a remez to shira. Interesting. The halacha b'kasev yiso, the mafreshim discuss in Sefer Shmuel, right? The problem by Peretz Uzza when David HaMelech was carrying the Aron back to Yerushalayim. And he put it on the wagons, and we know the terrible tragedy of Peretz Uzza happened. I think the Haftorah for Parsha Shmini. And the question is, how did the Radak discusses there? How did David make such a mistake? Right, the Beferish Pasuk and Chubish, that the B'nai Kaz carry the Aron. You don't put it on the wagons. So how there did they put it on the wagons? So, unless you say that David HaMelech understood that it was only for that time period of B'nai Kahas, but the Radak says, fascinatingly, that maybe David understood there was some type of mistake done, right, clearly. But maybe David understood that the Nisias Aron was relative. The Aron has to be higher than all the other Kalim. So when all the other Kalim are on wagons, so then the Aron has to be on shoulders. But if there are no other Kalim, this is the only Kli that's being brought so that it can be on the wagon. And the Kavash Balan, that was a problem. It's objective. It's an objective din. It's not subjective relative more than. Right? This is the standard. This is what you have to do, which is a big Musar Haskel, right? Our avoda is not in relative terms. Well, I'm better than so-and-so, right? Well, I go somewhere else. I'm doing more than him. No, that's not what life's about. Life's about doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, not comparing to other people, but that's related to Bakasef Yiso. I forgot to mention related to Bikurim. I wanted to mention the Mishnah Bikurim in Perek Gimel discusses what Shira is said by Bikurim. Aromimcha Hashem ki dilisani. Right, that pasuk in Tehillim, that's what's said in, you know, when one brings Bikurim. And Rav Soloveitchik also, there in Sukkah, on Daf Memches, discusses that there are really two types of shiras. We're talking about shira. There's really two types of shiras that we have in Halacha. We have the shira that's the keem of the karban, Ein Shira Alayayin. So during Nisach Hamayim, we sing shira. But also, there's the shira that's part of the keem of the Mikdash. Nothing to do with wine, right? We sing Shira at the time of the Shechitas Korban Pesach. That's not wine. The different type of Shira. De'ein be'pesach adischei yayin. V'sharen be'esach ravas ha'pesach. As we learn in the Mishnah in Pesachim. But there is mitzvah Shira be'mikdash. So there's Shira on a karban. That's the Nisuch. And the Shira in the Mikdash. Right? Two types of Shiras, right? The Shira in the Simchas be'esach shoeva, the whole night of that night of Sukkis, is not Simchas ha'karban. That's Shira be'mikdash. Shira b'mikdash. So there are two types of shiras. So he wonders, what about the shira b'shas havas bikurim? Which one is that? Is that mikdash? Is that karban? Bikurim are brought to the mikdash, and it's ki'ilu, it's hakravas hakarban, I do mishtachava uniquely, but is that mikdash or karban? Right, so he quotes this Gemara, but Rav Masa says, right, that the chi of shira is learned out tov tov from the shira on a karban. So maybe that, the fact that the makar is from karban, you know, that teaches me that Bikurim has the status of karban in a certain sense. Okay, either way, that's two types of shiras. Vaidi, let's continue, last line, number eight. Chananya ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua Amar Mehalcha, Moshe Yidaber, V'Elokim Yanenu Bekol. Moshe says, by Yisro, Moshe speaks, right, Pashas is talking about the last eight Dibros, after Hashem gave the first two, and we died, and there was Tchias HaMesim done, and we said, it's enough. Moshe Yidaber, Moshe speaks, V'Elokim Yanenu Bekol, but we darshan a little deeper. Moshe will speak, V'Elokim Yanenu Bekol, Al Iskei Kol. He commanded him about Kol, Rashi, Shahaya Mitzaveu L'Sharer, L'Fisha Moshe Levi Haya. He told him about something to do with the Kol. Moshe was a Levi. And therefore he was telling him about singing, which is fascinating. Dafka at Har Sinai, Hashem is telling Moshe about
singing. Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva in Eben Ezer, and Beis HaDibeis wasn't Moshe old? Wasn't he Nifsal B'Shanim? Right, he was very old. And a Levi, we know that a Levi is, when he gets too old, he has to be retired. Eichuk Shem Moshe L'Shirei Nifsal B'Shanim. He was already 80 years old. And maybe it was a Harasha. Maybe it was a Rasha. But if you look in the other Achronim, if you look at the Birei Hadaf here on page Chaf, he quotes from other Achronim, maybe the idea of too old, you know, maybe it's only someone who is not appointed with a specific tachlis at the beginning of his avoda, but if he's given special, kind of like a harasha, if he's given special instructions at the beginning of his avoda, maybe he's different. He relates that in terms of the shorer and mishorer in the sugya also, as we are going to get into in a couple of minutes. Let's leave it for now. Again, I didn't do that part justice, but the Chassam Sofer discusses it as well as some of the other Achronim. But we have to continue. Rav Ashi Amar Mehacha, number 9. Vayhi ke'echad la'machatzrim v'la'mishorerim la'ashmiya kol echad. So there it says, la'ashmiya kol. Rav Yonasan Amar Mehacha, number 10. V'lo'yamusu gamhem gamatem. We compare the Kohanim and the Levim. Ma atem, just like you, Kohanim, ba'avodas mizbeach, that you are involved in avodas mizbeach, avheim ba'avodas mizbeach. So the Levim are involved in avodas mizbeach. What avodas mizbeach do they do? They're not allowed to do the avoda. The answer is shira. Tani nami hachi, lo yamusu gamheim gam atem, atem b'shalahem, veheim b'shalachem b'misa. If the Kohanim and the Levim switch avodos, there is a chiyah misa. If you Kohanim do theirs, right, the Meshorer and the Meshorer, the Heim B'Shalachem, B'Misa, that is a chiyah misa. Heim B'Shalachem, Eina B'Misa, Ela Basara. But, the first opinion, the Brice here says, but if they switch theirs, there are two jobs the Levim have, the singers and the gatekeepers. If they switch, that is an ashara, that's a lo sase, that's a misa. Rashi says, I'm not sure where this is, lowest parish lon. Tosfos discusses this also, but that is the brisa. And Abaya argues, Amar Abaya naktinon, mishora shashir b'shal chaver o b'misa. Abaya says, no, a singer that's mishoer, it is also a misa, not just an asara. Shnei Amar v'achonim l'fnei ha-mishkan kedma, l'fnei ol ma'ved v'azar ha-karev, you must. My zar, what zar are we talking about? Ilei mazar ma'mishak sivchad ha-zimna. We already know a zar can't do any of these avodas. El alav zar to osa avoda. Zar regarding that avoda, and that's the halacha here of a mishorer, shashir, or vice versa, that's the halacha that there is a chiyuv misa according to Abaye. Look at the Rambam in Klei HaMikdash, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph, that same Perek that we were referring to before. The Rambam says, Levim she'avdu avodas hakohanim o shesia Levi b'malacha she'ena malachta, even just misayeya, we'll get to chayav and misa b'dei shamayim. So a Levi that switched with a Levi, passes like Abaye. So the Rabbin wonders about that, as do the other Mefarshim. The Rambam says a Kohen that does Avodas Levi, it's only an Asara. But a Levi that does the Kohen, or the Levi that helps out with another Levi, not his Avoda, so that is a question. The Minchas Chinuch discusses also in Shin Pei Tes, what do you need a Pasuk for special? For the Kohen and the Levi, Levi and the Kohen, aren't they just Zar? If it's not your Avoda that you're supposed to do, aren't you a Zar? Aren't you a czar? So the Mechaz Chinuch discusses, ironically, maybe it's not, because there's no separate pasuk of a Yisrael doing the Avodah of a Levi. So a Kohen doing the Avodah of a Levi might be even more chamor. So it's not a different issue of czar. It's a different parsha. Okay, that's in Shin Pei Tes, Oz Gimel. Weiter, Meisvei, Mishorer Sheshi'er, Mishorer Sheshorer, Eina B'Misa Ela Basara. Right? If the Levi does the opposite job, it's only a losase, kashan abaya, tanohi, really, it's a machlokas, tanoh. The tanya, maisa, Rabbi Yeshua, ben Hananya. Shalach lesayah, bagavas, loso, says Rabbi Yochanan, ben Gudkadah. This is where the rabbi gets it from. He was just going to be messiah, to help with the doors. Amarlo, beni, chazor lacharecha, don't come here. Shatavana, mishorim, volomana, shoarim. Right, but again, he was coming to help out. So my labakamilvigi, what was this machalos about? Amar savar misa hi v'gazer be'rabanan. One says that if you actually did it yourself, it would be a chiyah misa, and therefore we're gozer not to even be misayaya. Umar savar asharahi, and the other brain says it must only be an asara v'gazer ba. You don't need a iser of siyua, because even if you actually do it, it's not a misa; it's just a losase. So isn't that what the machalos is about? The Gemara answers, no, the Kuliyama, Asarahi, everybody answers that it would only be an Asara if you helped out. Mar Savar Misayeh Gazer Be'Rabbanan, Mar Savar Lo Gazer Be'Rabbanan, the Machlokas is about Misayeya. That's the machlokas. Again, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in Bamidbar discusses two types of siyua. The Aruch Chaim in Parshas Korach Yud Ches Gimel, after asking a lot of questions on the sheet of the sheetas of the Rambam, he discusses Shafti Ladaktik. He discusses the Rambam sheet here. Again, it's a long piece. Just read the end of it. He says, let me just find the part where he says there must be two types of venire. Let me just find the lashon. If I find it, then I won't take the time right now. But he talks about two types of siyua. Two types of siyua right here in the Aruch Chaim. Here it is. Ki beis mine siyua hein. Aleph misayeh ba'avoda sheish bashir la'osa avoda. Levan mimenu. Kagon shayu shoarim. Hatzrichim la'osa hadela. Subola sayeh zayin achayv alamid rabbana. Ba'beis misayeh la'hashlim hatzrichim la'osa avoda. He discusses two types of siyua, whether you really need it or not, whether you're really being mashlim. So he discusses, tries to make shalom with all of the sources. Okay, boy, Rabbi Av, inviter. Olas nidvasibur to nashiro eda to nashira. The ola of nidvasibur, like we know sometimes when the mizbeach is quiet, they give olas from the ketz of mizbeach. So does that need shira or not? Olo seichem amar achmana achas olas chova achas olas adava. It says olas seichem in plurals. That means all olos chova or nadava. Odilma olo seichem de kul yisrael kamar achmana. Or it just means of all yisrael, meaning only tzibur. Tashma vayomer chizkiyahu. When Chizkiyahu had a question when he was being mechanic from his Beis HaMikdash again after the previous King Achaz was metameit, so he asked some type of question. Vayomer Chizkiyahu lahalos haola le ha-mizbeach ubeis hechela ola hechel shira sheva chatzosos ayde kli David Melech Yisrael. So hai shira maya vidita, what shira was being done there? Ilema de ola schova lamalil and luche. What was his shayla? Vayomer, we assume, he asked something. He asked something to the Sanhedrin. So if it's an olas chova, so what was the shayla? Obviously, olas chova requires shira during the nesachim. El alav to olas nedava. So it must be olas nedava. And that's an answer to our original question. He had the shayla, and they told him yes. Rav Yosef lo, olas rosh chodesh avi. Maybe it was rosh chodesh. Olas rosh chodesh, become boy lumi, hukva, rosh chodesh bezbano, delik rav olo. And he was asking, when was rosh chodesh hukva? Right, that was his shayla. Amalei Abai, Abai says, that can't be. The pasuk says, it was the 16th of the month. B'yom shishi asar lachodesh harishon. V'gomer, it was the second day of Pesach. V'yomer chizkiyo lahalos ha'ola. So the shayla can't be about Rosh Chodesh. El amar Rav Mari, amar Rami, b'reid Rav Yeba, keves haboim ha'omer kami boi lahu. He was asking something related. The keves, the special kifsei, the kfasa that came with the karban ha'omer, that's what his shayla was. Mikavar Rosh Chodesh bismano de likra v'olo. He wanted to know what day it was, because only now they couldn't bring it on the first day. Only now they were Makadesh and Mitar, the Mikdash. So he was asking now whether about Rosh Chodesh that happened 2 weeks ago, which day was it? So Baskel Rav Avi, Yevalechzi Pesach, Echi Yavid, Matzah, Echi Yavid. Why doesn't he know when they ate Matzah? And when they shechted the Karban Pesach? So what's his Shaila? So El Rav Ashi, Midi Dahavi? Ashlicha de tzibura de mimlich. Maybe there was there wasn't any shilas being asked here. He was just acting with humility, like a shliach tzibur that's supposed to ask, right? Should I be the chazan? Am I going up now? Hashad asas lachi afilu teim olas chova, and it maybe could even be about olas chova. Then midi dehavi ashlicha de tzibura de mimlich. So he was asking, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch says if somebody's not a shas kavua, should always ask. It's similar to, right, we say birshus. Rabbosai Nevarech Birshus, that's all not part of the Zimun, actually. The mitzvah of Zimun is Nevarech Shachal Mishalom. That's really where it starts. Everything else is introductory, but that's related to this idea of Rishus. Tashma, let's try again to see if we can find an answer, whether there's Shira by the Nedavas. Tashma, Rabbi Yossi, Omar, Magadlan, Schus, Liom Zakai, V'chovel Liom Chayiv. Good things roll into good days, and bad things come out of bad days. Amru Kishar Beis Avayisbury Shona. Osvayav Tisha B'Avaya Umosoy Shabbos Haya Umosoy Shvius Haisa Umishmarto Shal Yehoriv Haisa. Vayekohanim Levim On Demal Duchana. The Kohanim Levim were on their Duchan Omrim Shira. When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, they were in the middle of saying Shira. Umashira Amru Vayashav Alei Masaodam Uver Asam Yatzvi Seim. Because of their evil that was cut down, will the speak of Omer Yatzvi Seim Hashem Alakenu Ashvo Oivim B'Kavshum V'Chin B'Shniya. So in the middle of saying Shira, and then right then they were stopped. Chai Shira Maya Vidite. What Shira were they saying? Ilema de olas chova. Whether we're saying the carbon tamid, so mihave, b'yuzay metamid batla tamid. One of the five tragedies that happened on Shavuos b'Tammuz was that there was no more tamid. So it can't be talking about the olas chova 3 weeks later. Elolat de olas adava. It must be about the olas adava. And that's what they were saying shira for. So Gemara says, v'tizbra, how they have the animal. Maisha dolas chova de lo have, maisha dolas adava de have. Why would they have had an animal for the adava, not for the chova? So halokasha, ben bakar, kareba amahu de shamilu. They found a cow. Right? You can't use a cow for the carbon tumid, but they could use it for an olas adava, and that's what they were using it for. So amarav v'tibra ravashi v'tizbra, shira de yome, boy, second, it said the carbon, the carbon happened on Sunday. Moti Shabbos, l'shem aratzu meloa. Why were they singing Wednesday Shira? Not say Shira. Ella, they weren't really singing Shira. There's no riot from this whole discussion. They were just singing a dirge. They knew what was happening, and they were singing this pasuk that has to do with the Churban. But doesn't it say they were omen under the Dukhan? Kidderei Shlakish, the Amar, Omrim Shira, Shelo ala Karban. Means they were saying it without a car. They were just saying it because they were like it was like a dirge. It was a terrible thing they were thinking about the car, the korban. Iyachi bolas nedava nami lema. So what about olas nedava? So why don't we just say it then also? Nafik minei chorva. No, because that could lead to say that chov is also a rishus. You could say it by rishus. You could say it by chova. So that's why it's not a good idea. My havi Allah. What do we paskin? Tashma the tani ramari breeder of kahana. So only a ola kovet lazman gets it. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, there's more here about these last few psukim, but we will have to stop.